Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series on life is not happening to you, it's happening through you. And I'm super excited to continue to discuss this, and I want to discuss this in little incremental ways so you can start to shift into a new reality for yourself, a new way of being, so that you are empowered moment by moment by moment, and you can, in fact, start to live that vision that you know you're meant to be living. In case you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do extraordinary things. You can find information on my services again at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, so let's talk about I had it. It was so good. And then it just, it was so good. I hit record. I was like, I'm ready. I got it, spirit. Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Stop making yourself wrong. Right? Like, I could totally be like, oh, I blanked on this. Oh, who am I? What am I doing? Do I even know? Who fucking cares? Keep going. Keep going. You stop making yourself wrong. Stop beating yourself up. Stop being perfectionist about it. Just show up. Show up and show up full out. Yeah, I made a mistake. Who cares? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going to the best of my ability. What I find is people tend to show up halfway, or they don't show up, or they show up halfway and then they expect a big result. And then they get caught up with the fact that they didn't get that big result, but that they didn't get the big result because they didn't show up big, right? And instead of dealing with that, they want to just like, it doesn't work. It's not meant for me. Who am I? Oh my God. Stop having those story parties. Like there, it does become like a pity party, a negativity party in your mind. Stop doing it. You don't have to. Oh God, I just wrote down the most beautiful quote that will probably sum up this particular show. Oh God, it was so good. It was RuPaul from Drag Race, which is like my Friday night church. I'm middle-aged now. I get excited about a Friday night TV show. You don't have to get nervous. So this season on RuPaul's Drag Race, a lot of the queens are young. They're in their 20s. And so Ru now really feels old because he keeps saying it. And I think Ru is now like 60, I think 61. Still stunning. But Ru said to one of the queens, like, you don't have to get nervous, right? You don't have to have the beat yourself up party. You don't have to have the, oh, I didn't do it right. Oh my God, who am I? I'm just so terrible at this. Da, da, da. Like, stop that. You don't have to have, oh, I'm so disappointed. It didn't work out for me. Oh my God. Da, 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 da. You don't have to do that. And as a matter of fact, when you do that, it takes your attention away from actually creating what you want. So you can take a situation that's shown up in your life and say, this is data to help me towards my success. And you can go through that, what that disappointment you've been lamenting about, and oh, life doesn't work in my favor, and oh, I'm so terrible. You can take all of that energy and direct it towards, okay, what shifts do I need to make? How can I be more of the person that has this life? How can I refine my energy and get more and more focused on what matters to me? How can I refine, thank you, spirit, refine my systems. You can't see my hands moving because maybe one day I'll video. But how can you refine your system so they are working in your favor? How do you shift something in your mind so it's not a problem, right? If you're holding a limiting belief about something and you're trying to work in that area, you're working against yourself. So for me, I could be like, oh, I didn't hit the goal the way I wanted to hit it in this way and this and that and this. And, or I can be like, oh no, this is what I did really well. This is where I'm seeing some things off here. Let me investigate that. Let me sit with that. Let me pull that apart. let me see if there's some shifts and changes I want to make there, because I like it. That's good. That feels good to me. So why not make it better? Why not make me, and do it not from the place of, oh, I'm so terrible. Do it from the place of, oh, I want what I want with all my heart. I'm going to do whatever it takes, and I deserve it, and I'm worthy of it, and I believe that it's meant for me. And all I have to do is just trust myself a little bit more and a little bit more and do my part. And Spirit's going to give me guidance along the way so I can sit and lament, but then I won't be able to hear Spirit. Yeah. Okay. So stop doing this pity party, you know, and stop doing the making yourself wrong, beating yourself up, lash, you know, like, yeah, use that energy in a different way. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. If you're a person who is willing to give up the pity party, to give up making yourself wrong, and you want to be the best version of yourself, I would love to support you in doing that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter, and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free that you can use on your spiritual journey. Until next time, here's to your empowerment. Take care of yourself.